Hey, what's going on, my friends? This is Dave Sharp, and welcome to another episode of Wake Up Legendary. Now, this episode is going to be a little bit different. This is going to be an episode where I'm not actually going to have a guest this morning. My guest is going to be the experience and the knowledge that I have about this industry to help you to know how to pick and when to see an affiliate opportunity that might not be worth your time. You know, an affiliate product or program or training program, you know, affiliate, kind of like here at Legendary, we have our products and programs, and then we have our affiliate program, you know, that people can sign up for. And there's a lot of companies out there who don't even have a real product or program. They just have an affiliate program, and they're selling worthless products because the only real value of the company is to recruit more people to earn commissions, and then recruit more people and earn commissions. And it begins to have more of an MLM feel than the feel of, you know, a training program or a good affiliate program. And, you know, so what I want to do this morning is I want to help you to just come inside my head and see what I see. I don't expect you to, you know, I want you to make your own decisions. I want you to have the information and the education to be able to, you know, look at all these things that are going to be coming your way. All these people who are going to be hitting you up in Facebook groups, all these people who are going to be, you know, messaging you, you know, when you come into this space, you're now all of a sudden going to be a target. You are in a new niche. So you are going to have other marketers that are marketing to you. And you have to be aware of that. Not everybody wants to help you. Not everybody who shows up in your DMs is there because they genuinely want to help you. They want to recruit you into some, quite frankly, some BS program. And we here at Legendary Marketer have this happening all the time. Sorry, I was trying to kill a bug. I get obsessed about, you know, if a mosquito flies in front of my face. Gary says, OMG, the messages are crazy, like for real. And I got to be real honest with you guys, like I always am. Like Matt and Julie and myself and Aaron and people who are, you know, who I'm talking to about, you know, Legendary Marketer on a daily basis, I've oftentimes considered deleting the Facebook groups that we have here at Legendary Marketer because so many people prey on our clients. They prey on our students here in this community inside of our Facebook group in particular is the number one place where this sort of real it comes across and it looks and it appears and it feels sleazy, you know? And one of the reasons why is because the only thing, you know, the only thing that most of these people have to offer is for you to turn around and then go try to recruit other people out of a Facebook group. And it's ridiculous. And most people don't really understand the difference between a good solid program or company and one that is sketchy and schemy and may even be illegal. And so what if I'm all of a sudden inside of a company that, you know, in the government's eyes is illegal, you know, because they're not running a legal operation. And I see this all the time in this industry. And the only reason why I have the compliance knowledge that I have is because I've been doing this for over 10 years and I've made all the mistakes and I've paid all the attorneys and this is the second big company that I'm operating in this space. So I've had the phone calls with the attorneys. I've been here. Whereas somebody comes into this industry, thinks it's easy, pops up a quick company, throws together a quick affiliate program, and then comes into a community like ours, which is thriving with solid, good training, not overnight success, get rich promises, but good solid training where people can actually get results fairly quickly if they follow our instructions. You know, and then they innocently and naively come into this Facebook group that we have, or probably any Facebook groups out there, any marketing or any affiliate marketing Facebook groups, and all of a sudden you're flooded with people who want to help you, right? Wrong. They don't want to help you. They have also gotten sucked in to a crappy program that probably has no value, okay? That they probably have no value. Nate Bockers, nobody's left except you, dude. And Nate Bockers is a great example of a guy who is, I'm not sure if we terminated you or not, I remember you canceled your subscription, but now you're on our lives every day. Keep coming back, brother. We see you. This guy and many more like him are an example of people who hang out around our community to try to pick off people out of our community. These are the type of people that look at customers and look at people like they're prey, like they're nothing but a dollar, you know? And it's sad, you know, and they have no self-awareness. They will literally even pop on to our lives in comment. I mean, it's the idea of building a real business has left a lot of these people. They've given up on it. And the reason why they've given up on it is because it appears that it's easier to go over to this, you know, this product or this program that has no real value, and I can just come in and, you know, pick people off and maybe sell something that's cheaper, maybe sell something that's easier, whatever. And really what I'm doing, okay, really what I'm doing, because I've been there before, right, is I regret the decision that I made to go and join this other thing. And now I'm just simply trying to pull more people over with me, right? So I can commiserate with them, right? And then all of a sudden, what I'm doing is I'm just trying to pull more people into this thing so I can make my money back. Am I learning skills? No. Am I having any real straight talk like what I'm giving people right now? No. You know, there's nothing but you're going to get rich tomorrow. Just go get more people out of the Facebook groups, right? And the truth is that, guys, this is a bad, crappy, let me even say it, it's a shitty strategy. How's that for censored, all you snakes in people who are on our lives every morning trying to pick off our people, right? Because this is the reason why so many people come to Legendary is because it's real. Because we have conversations each and every morning with our actual students. And a lot of the people, and it's sad, right? It's sad. You know, people like this guy, Nate, learned everything he learned from here, or at least most of what he learned. And instead of adjusting strategy, instead of when a campaign no longer works or your TikTok channel starts to lose a little bit of steam, instead of going back to the drawing boards and actually learning, hey, how can I blow up my marketing? Like, how can I take things to the next level? How can I pivot? They just jump to the next thing because it's the new hottest thing. And then come back and try to pull people into that next new hottest thing. But the problem is that these next hottest things, you know what I mean? These next hottest things, they aren't legitimate companies. They'll be gone in a year. They'll be gone in 2 years. Legendary Marketer, what are we in our sixth or seventh year, babe? 2017. I think we're in our sixth year. Most people in this industry can't do anything for 6 years. I got haters like this Nate Cat coming on my lives, criticizing me. I've been in this game for 6 years telling truths, you know? So seriously, this is just a great example this morning. I'm glad this guy talked up, because he's the type of dude that you should look out for. He's the type of dude that you should look out for. We had another incident not too long ago. I don't remember if you guys remember this, but we had a couple of cats pop up on TikTok talking about the death of Legendary. You guys remember that one? Well, everybody, we had a lot of people inside of our community that were like, oh yeah, this is awesome. And plus we had a guy who we put on our stages here in Legendary who was a part of that operation and was trying to get all of our people to come over, buy their product, recruit their or promote their launch. The death of Legendary, the death of Legendary, right? A lot of people were like, oh, is it really the death of Legendary? Oh, shoot, I better hop over there. And you know what happened? 2022, January, February, and March. I want you guys to be very, turn the volume up on this. I want you to hear this real clearly. We're record-breaking months. Record-breaking months. It's one of the reasons why I'm not always on TikTok. Like, I don't need to go out there and lie. You know, I don't need to go out there and deceive people. You know what I mean? Because the truth of the matter is the numbers don't lie. The facts don't lie. So the only place I'm going to have a conversation with anybody, you know, most of the time, I'm not afraid to have a conversation right here and say what I got to say right out in the open, right out in the open, right on live. But be careful of the people that only want to talk to you in your DMs. Only want to talk to you in your DMs. That reminds me of toxic people who are afraid to talk in front of other people. And they want to pull you aside so they can isolate you. So you have to be careful. You know what I mean? You have to be careful in this industry. I've had this happen to me my whole career. And I think there's a big lesson in what's happened and in what goes on inside of this community and what goes on inside of this industry every day. There's a path that you can choose when you look at this industry. And I hope that I'm providing an example of a path that's full of integrity, right? That I don't give a shit if you like me. I don't give a shit if you like my white, gray beard. I don't give a damn if you like that I wear the same shirt every day or you don't like it. But I'm telling you that I'm going to tell you the truth and I'm going to tell you it publicly. And all of my information is for sale for everybody to see. There's nothing secret. There's nothing that I say in the DMs to you. There's nothing that I'm going to go. And I'm never, ever, ever going to ask any of you to turn around and promote Legendary. People think that that's what we do here at Legendary. But what they don't realize is that students here, only a very tiny percentage of our customers actually turn around and become affiliates. Like 5 or 10% of them. So all these programs that are in your inbox that are in, and you know what? The only way that you can make money in this program and the other programs out here, and this is how you really need to understand whether something is a pay to play MLM like pyramid type thing, or whether it's a legitimate education opportunity. A legitimate program is if they force you to buy a product in order to become an affiliate. If the product is the affiliate opportunity, if you have to buy the product, not good, not good, not good long term. So you have to be careful. You have to be careful what you're buying and you have to be careful what you're promoting. There's a very big distinction in the eyes of compliance, in the eyes of regulators, as to A, how you sell your products and programs, and B, what is included in them. Is there actually a standalone product? And many years ago, we went back to the drawing boards at Legendary Marketer, And we said, how can we be absolutely compliant? How can we, if we got to cut people, if we got to lose money short term, if we've got to shut down the, I want to be 100% compliant so we can be around for our clients, so we can be around for our affiliates in 2, 3, 5, 10 years. See, those are the questions that I'm asking, that Matt Hetzel asked, that Julie asked, that Aaron asked here at Legendary. Not how can we pull the biggest pile of crap scam so we can get as many people to give us money right now and then hop on and open a new company later, which is what 99% of these gimmicks out here are. And it's why I get so pissed about this industry. It's one of the reasons why I don't go to a bunch of events. It's one of the reasons why I don't hang out with all these stupid marketers, is because, quite frankly, a lot of them out here don't roll like me. I'm not in this game anymore because I need your money. Trust me. Believe me. I'm here because I really, truly have a passion for a business that gave an old junkie like me hope. That gave me a place to come and have a career. And we got all these bums out here. These cats who want a coattail. They want to ride coattails, right? And they want to whisper in your ears inside of the DMs. And you know what? I don't even stop it because I believe in capitalism. I believe that you can go and sniff out these snakes. That's always been our philosophy here at Legendary, is let people experience the bullshit. Let people experience all the scammy just shit. I've had people who have had coaches screw them out of $5,000 right from inside of our groups. I mean, it pisses me off. It pisses me off. I'm going to start calling names out on this show every morning, like I called a weak-ass Nate Balkers out this morning. I'm going to start calling people out. I don't give a shit anymore. Like, I'm serious. I'm here to make money and to help people build a business. This ain't a nonprofit, okay? I'm an entrepreneur. I'm here to help you build a business. I'm here to help you just get your business and your life off the ground. I'm not here to tear anybody. This is the first episode in 6 years where I've called a man out by name. I don't do this, but I'm up to here with it. You know what I mean? I'm up to here with it. I'm about to bring the hammer down on some folks. I'm about to mess up your careers. So stop playing with me and stop playing with our name. And stop taking our kindness for weakness here at Legendary. Like, we don't know what we're doing. We're playing the long game. We know exactly what we're doing. And we're having record-breaking months. For all you haters out there who think that Legendary Marketer is dying. No, it's not. Your business is dying. Your business is dying. Don't try to project your death onto me. We're thriving, baby. Legendary Marketer's never been stronger. Never had more people who are both working on the internal side of our team and also our clients. Give me a couple, like 2 minutes. All right, my friends. So I hope that you got a lot of value out of that. Oh, man. There's literally a bug in my coffee right now. So, yeah. How long do you need me for? Just 2 seconds. Matt, are you around?
Yep.
Oh, can you take over for a second? I just got to do something with my wife real quick.
Yep.
I'm not done ranting. I don't want to end this. I don't want to end this yet, man.
It's a mic drop, but here. There we go. Let me take him out of here. All right. I don't know if you guys are LOLing like I am, but thanks for all the comments. And Dave will be back here. For anybody who just tuned in, Dave will be right back. I was mid-sip as well, Kathy. I was like mid-sip and I was like, oh my God. Here, how do I get this off of here? There we go.
All right, I'm back. He's having back. A fence installed. We're having a fence installed and I had to go out there and lay the law down.
Sort of like you're doing. I didn't
lay any law down. I just went out there and said, I have no idea what the hell you're talking about. I got to go back inside. All right, my friends, listen. I'm out of character this morning a little bit, but you know, I get fired up. I really do. I get fired up. Because, you know, the industry is, this industry is an industry that gave me This industry is an industry that gave me a life, man. You know what I mean? And when I see people use and abuse it and not try to be better, you know what I mean? Like, just try to be better. Try to do better. Like, if your company is nothing but if anybody from the government ever saw your company and you know they would probably shut it down, come on, man, do better. Just try. And guys, you know what? Here's the problem that I see. It's kind of like it's kind of like what's going on with Russia and what's going on in the world. You know, it's like, do you know what Putin's doing? Okay. Yes. Okay. If you support him and do not condemn that, then you are in a certain way supporting it, right? That's like a lot of the stance in with a lot of people, especially in Europe. And I think it's where I stand. I don't stand with Putin, people. I just want to be super clear about that. I also don't stand with shitty companies. I don't stand with shitty companies who put in a shitty effort to just grab a quick buck. Like, if you go through our company, and it's one of the reasons I think why we have so many people who try to rip us off, you know, and it's unfortunate because in some ways we've had a few students who have tried to do that. And it's been like, come on, guys, you know, like, really? Like, we it's just not a cool thing to do. You know what I mean? But that's just people. That's humans. You know what I mean? That's what people do. We take the path of least resistance. But here's my beef. It's not really that. It's just do better. Like, learn about compliance, learn about what, you know, learn about customer service, learn about community, start your own Facebook group and see how you feel when you know that your clients are being preyed on by, like, you'll get, you know, protective too. So, you know, is all I want people to do is just know, is just have the information, understand what you're looking at, understand what you're doing, understand who you're getting involved with, and understand the business model. If a business model requires you to buy the product, this is something that I didn't know many years ago, and I had to make changes to my own business model because I didn't know that this was a non-compliant business model. But if the company requires you to buy the product to turn around and sell it, run for the hills. A product, program, or training should have life-changing or result-oriented information in it that has power and value, stand alone from an affiliate opportunity. And every single day at Legendary Marketer, we have people who are enrolling in our challenge and buying our blueprints who have no interest in being affiliate marketers for Legendary. And they are not required to be affiliates because it is a separate thing. Because we want to be crystal clear with all regulators. We want to be crystal clear with everybody in the marketplace that this is not a pay-to-play gimmick. This is not a recruiting game. Legendary marketer and the gimmicks that you see on the internet are not the same. Legendary marketer and the other programs that you see legendary marketer affiliates promoting are not the same. I just want to be clear about that, because there's a lot of people who just throw everything together. It's not true. It's not reality. We are not equal. Not because I am better or we are better, because we've tried harder. We've tried harder. We've tried harder to be better. We've worked on our, you know, we've worked on our material, courses, put just years of blood, sweat, and tears. We've worked on our funnels. We don't have to, you know, I want you guys to think about this for a second. We don't have to, I don't have to roll around in my Lamborghini or show a picture of me at the beach every day to try to get you to buy. I don't have, I just get on a camera every day in sweatpants with armpit stains in a black shirt that you don't know whether I've worn it every day for the last 365 or if I've actually washed it. This all I do. I got nice cars in my parking lot. I got big numbers in my bank account. I got nice watches on my wrist, but I don't feel the need to shove that down everybody's throat to try to get you to buy something, right? So that was another thing that I'm talking about some of the sacrifice and the work that I've done to look at the long term. I said, you know what? If I have to do those kind of things to sell people, I shouldn't be in this business, and I'm probably going to lose it all one day anyways, because somebody's going to take it away from me. If I got it the wrong way, I'm probably going to lose it. If I got it fast and easy, I'll probably lose it fast and easy. I've been down that road before. I didn't have my childhood and early adulthood wasn't, you know, squeaky clean. I know about consequences and I know about karma. And I don't think a lot of cats in this industry know about karma. You know what I mean? And I don't think a lot of cats in this industry really understand how your reputation is everything. And how, you know what? This is a small industry and rumors go, you know what? You start ripping people off or you run, you know, everybody wants to just start a company and be like legendary. But guess what? Have you thought about what happens if you're not successful that and that crashes and how much that's going to tarnish your reputation? If you're going to do something, prepare for it. Do it right. That's my whole philosophy. That's my whole philosophy at Legendary. Is that you're not going to get rich overnight. That's not my promise. You're not going to be the next, I don't know if you're going to be the next, you know, master magic marketer. And I don't think it's going to happen in 30 days. I think, like Brian Brewer says, you're going to have a valley of despair. The first 30 days is going to suck. And you're going to wish that you quit. And all those messages that come into your Facebook inbox about just come over here and it's all, you know, it's just easy. Just so-and-so just made $50,000. So-and-so just made $75,000. During that 30 days of despair, when you're going through what every single person has to go through to be successful, when you're going through that valley of despair, when you want to quit, when you're regretting that you even started because it's totally hard as shit, And you're running up against all of your old, you know, your old stories in your mind, all of the things that the old soundtracks, the limiting beliefs, and then old little slithering snake, you know, comes in and says, "Oh, it's just so easy, right? Over here, so and so just made $50,000, you know, so and so just made $30,000." I mean, I've seen people scream. I've seen the Photoshop on the screenshots. I'm talking about people are like manufacturing screenshots. It's one of the reasons here at Legendary, if you are an affiliate of Legendary in our affiliate program, we actually said, no, don't take a screenshot of your commissions. So not only am I sitting on this live talking shit, but every single thing that I'm saying, we've already backed it up. So I'm not saying, oh, you know, I don't use screenshots, but anybody else should use a screenshot to make a sale as an affiliate for Legendary. No, I'm trying to teach people how to do things the, you know, the long-term way. And quite frankly, it works better anyways. I'm not saying you never show income and never elude to it, but you've got to be more, you've there's ways that you can tell stories. I use stories like I bought a truck from my dad, or I paid off my house. Those are things that I can do and say that might not be as, and I also can give disclaimers and disclosures like we teach you to it at Legendary, where you give affiliate disclosures that, hey, I get paid if you buy something. And by the way, I don't recommend anything that's not fully worth your money. Like, so we're teaching you all the ways that at first they seem harder. And you might look at over at this, you know, gimmick over here and say, well, none of them are doing it. I mean, they're not, they're just talking about all the money the gurus made and all this kind of stuff. And, you know, and it's like, yes, we are not the same. Do you get it? We're not the same. We're teaching different things. They're teaching how to make a buck at all cost at anybody's expense, even if you get it taken away later. And what I'm trying to teach you how to do is make a buck that you can feel good about, that comes to you just as easily, and that you're going to get to keep forever. Choose. Peace.